At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Oh, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
I love the show. Y'all keep it up.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Look, people like the bone. People like the trombone. For those who don't know, we play a trombone in the background. It's a cover of Paul Wall's song, How About Them Strohs, after the Astros won the World Series in 2022. And we cannot explain why we love it, but we found this guy who was playing a trombone cover of this online. And it just tickled us. So ever since then, 2 years ago, we just play it as much as we can during the off season. And weirdly, people like it. We don't really know why. From the 747, Keith from LA says, I hate it so bad, I like it. From the 832, Chris and Humble, trombone music is why I tune in. Another from the 832, I love the trombone. Please don't get rid of it. One texter, though, pushes back from the 832. This isn't even the good Paul Wall World Series song. Was there a good one? How about them Strohs?
2017 one.
Oh, we had a 2017 one.
World Series grills, I believe.
Gotcha. See, that one makes a lot more sense. How about them Strohs? No offense to Paul Wall, the people's champ. I get it. The guy's got like 8 kids. He's probably very busy. Yeah. But that one lacked the same... Hey, I know Paul Wall. He's the grills guy. It lacked that same je ne sais quoi.
Also, the tone of it, it was laid back. It was a weirdly laid back and emotional type of vibe with the, especially with the guy singing the chorus.
Right. I mean, maybe we need to play that original song at some point today.
No, I like that
we
played the cover of it. Like,
right,
because there might be people that don't remember that song.
And we don't want them to, because we want people to respect the great Paul Wall. We want them to respect him, and that's not one of his best songs. Okay, it's not.
Yeah, it was, you know, we probably loved it in the time just because I've like we've said a lot recently about the post World Series euphoria that all of Houston was in, that every idea was a good idea, including James Click leaving and Jim Crane and Jeff Bagwell handling an off season. I don't remember us criticizing them a lot in the moment.
Right. Yeah,
and then
yeah.
Now we look back and we're like, wait, the two biggest moves they made was to sign Abreu and Montero.
Yeah.
And that is actively hampering the team this year.
Yeah.
So, and I think the Paul Wall song, I think at the time we're just like, oh, World Series. How about them Strohs?
How about them
Strohs? I remember when they tried to disrespect Mattress Mack.
Way back. That's what the actual lyric in the song.
I remember way back when they tried to disrespect Mattress Mack.
That rhymes.
Does rhyme.
More comments. Trill O'Reilly. And sorry, we'll move on eventually. Trill O'Reilly on YouTube says, keep the trombone. I often hum it while in the shower. The only person who doesn't like it is Ryan Lost in Texas. And alas, Ryan.
Yeah.
Alas.
Outnumbered.
So maybe you don't like that song, but this song has gone viral once again. This song, which, listen, you love the trombones, then you're going to love this song by two of the greatest artists ever who unfortunately will not be playing at the rodeo this year.
The Yankees are back in the World Series there.
Still bringing it.
Who said one?
Our culture will never peak.
Don't bring it in.
So since this video, this tweet has gone viral. Since this video, the Yankees lost the World Series, lost Juan Soto to the Mets. Luis Gill out for 3 months. Giancarlo Stanton's hurt. Gerrit Cole's out for the year. Oof, that's rough. That's rough.
That is a tough break. When you put it like that, that's a tough break.
It's a great song.
I'm not blaming the Costco guys, though.
I'm not blaming the Costco guys for that either.
Oh, the Yankees management cheaped out. What a recent development that is. No, come on. Oh, Giancarlo Stanton got hurt. Oh, shocker.
Right.
Oh, two pitchers had their arms blow out.
It's not the Costco guy's fault. It's just the Yankees being the Yankees, which is a constant disappointment. And look, they didn't even have to face the Astros this time. They still got smoked in the World Series. Like, we knew what happened.
Yeah, they got such a cakewalk to the World Series.
So don't slander the Costco guys because the Yankees are a bunch of failures, you know?
You have to live with your failure, all right? Don't try to blame AJ and Big Justin.
Exactly. Right? Come on. They're just two American icons. And, Ryan Lost in Texas might want to pour sulfuric acid in his ears. But listen, these are what our culture is.
Mm-hmm.
American culture is peak.
Our greatest export.
And these are two of the biggest stars in music. And if you don't understand that, then you're just uncultured. And it's fine. Like, some of us are uncultured. You know, last night someone gave me a glass of red wine at the Wine Garden. And they asked me, hey, Paul, what does this taste like? Do you want a little sip, you know? And I said, it tastes red with notes of red because I'm a classless person who's the spawn of Boston and Philadelphia white trash. Like, I get it. I'm uncultured, and you're uncultured if you don't like the Costco guys. Okay? That's all. If you don't like the trombone, you might be uncultured too. We play all sorts of songs on this show. We haven't even played any Zach Top yet, and I want to because the guy drinks beer for breakfast. Anyway, where were we? Oh, yeah. Truly, this is all that's happening today in the world of sports. Number one, the Texans are apparently going to move Tytus Howard to left tackle. Not a fan. Cam Smith's going to play in right field tomorrow. Should be today. And Cooper Kupp's been cut. Texans should give him a phone call. 713-780-3776 to call in and text and onto the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Over the course of today's show, we have been playing broadcasters getting injured. Just audio of it. If you missed this audio again, it is truly like listening to a car crash. Rick Riz, Mariners play-by-play guy, is at the Mariners spring training in Peoria, Arizona, and unfortunately, on the call, got drilled by a baseball. Here's how it sounded.
Swing and a foul.
Did it get you?
Oh, man.
That's rough. That was rough.
It is tough. It is. It's a tough break. Again, did it get you? Come on. Rick Riz isn't going down if it doesn't hit him.
No. Well, listen, he got back up.
He did get back up. He, had to take a 20-second timeout.
It might have been more than 20 seconds, too. He did get back up. They had to bring in some medical people. Luckily, he's okay.
Go through protocol.
He's a really good dude. I truly, like, one of the nicer people in Seattle media to me when I was up there. And I feel bad that we're having fun at his expense. So we've been taking requests all show long to audio of people getting biffed, essentially. That's been broadcasted. Do we have it? Do we have the pepper spray moment? Here is Jong Lee, former producer of The Blitz, with Fred Fowler, RIP, and AJ Hoffman, unfortunately getting maced on the air.
I guess it's about to happen, huh?
Yep.
Good luck, John.
You sure you want me to be the sprayer?
Yeah, I don't want any part of it.
You don't want any part of it?
No, there's liability issues here.
What the hell?
No, don't spray him by us, though. I guess you got to spray him.
Just go stand in front of Kobe.
Yeah.
He's used to taking this.
All right, so now you can see it on the Bud Light studio cam.
All right, here we go.
And we are recording it. We will get it on the page for those of you who can't see it. But
back up closer to Kobe.
Dude, you should close your eyes. Really?
You ready?
Sure.
Oh, one.
You got it. Oh. He's dying on us.
He got it in my mouth.
He got it in his mouth. And for those of you not able to watch on the webcam, we're doing our best play-by-play. Zhong Li is in bad shape. AJ has just blasted. Right, wait, we need you to get over to the microphone and tell people. Boy, it does smell, though. Ugh. Oh, boy. And my eyes are watering now, too.
Oh, my God, it burns.
Well, geez. Yeah, you're getting all of us with this stuff.
Oh, my gosh. That's brutal. Zhong is a braver man than me. Especially considering, given the state of the radio industry, I don't think he was making enough for that to happen. I don't think he was making enough on that front.
He got it in my mouth.
Oh, no. Got it in his mouth. And I believe somebody from the shadowy office, you know, the people that were running the show. Because this is, I think this is Cumulus days, right? I don't even think it happened in this studio. I think this happened in another building entirely. But a shadowy figure who is, you know, higher up the food chain at this station during the early days of this show had to come on the air and basically sternly correct the boys of the Blitz.
Not wise, guys.
Not wise, guys. Iconic moment, though. You know what's funny? Almost always, and maybe it's supposed to be like this, the suits who run entities like this, except for ours, because now we truly are a pirate ship. This is why I liked Joe George. Still works at the station, but now from middle management to upper management, stepped away from the show for family reasons. We could really do what we want, but it does feel like management just hates the things that everyone that listens to like loves. And I get it. Like maybe advertisers don't want to be on a station where people are getting maced or making, you know, hourly wages as a producer.
Open yourself up to lawsuits by having guys getting maced. However, it does make for great radio.
It does.
Does people enjoy it.
King of Twitch says that was a top two radio moment. Yeah, I could see that being up there. I could see that. Oh, some more nominees. People can blast it while broadcasting. Someone said on the 832, Ian Rappaport getting hit when the Texans played the Green Bay Packers 1 year. Oh.
Oh, was that like a pregame thing? Like a where they're doing the stand up and not looking at the I'll look for that.
We'll find some more. Someone nominated Adoption Cat Attacks Man. I saw that one actually this past week. That one was rough. We'll play the Grape Lady again. Isaiah Carey's going to make another appearance. And hell, we might even get an old night show classic on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. On a rather slow day, but it is the Paul Gallant Show, the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Let's have some fun. Stay put.
ESPN 97.5.
It goes down smooth, puts you in a good mood. Start your day off right.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Paul Gallant Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Yes, ma'am, and yes, sir.
Paul Gallant Show. Zach Top last night. It's the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. This show's listeners yesterday convinced me to go see Zach Top. I think they wanted me to go see who goes to see Zach Top because I am still hopelessly single and often talk about my dating failures on the air. I did see a lot of strong, powerful, independent women exchanged Instagram follows with one of them. A buddy of mine, Tyler, who I ran into out there, was quite the wingman. Got to give him some credit. Because I hate it when people say like, hey, oh, wow, he's on the radio. I hate it because my friends do it like sarcastically all the time. to keep me level-headed, because I do feel like, even though on the air I sound like I have a huge ego, off the air, that's just not me at all. But this person basically pulled the, like, did you know he's on the radio? I'm like, I'm a nobody. Like, stop. And the person's like, oh, on the radio? Oh, what's going on? So, yeah, I think this girl was a barrel racer.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Or her friend was. I forget. I don't know. Things got hazy. Things got a little bit hazy. But it was all thanks to the music of Zach Toff, which you just heard right there.
Yeah. Wouldn't have been possible without Zach Toff.
Wouldn't have been possible without him. And that is a song about getting up in the morning and drinking beer. I like it. It's like that Shane Gillis skit that was on SNL a little bit ago. Couple of beers is a prescription drug. It was fun. Really fun. So on the table, if you want us to talk about the sports, at 713-780-3776 to call, to text on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN975. The Texans, kind of crappy playing at the offensive line side of things. Titus Howard to left tackle. Hasn't done that since 2021. Hasn't really been good as a tackle in a bit. Played guard last year. That seems to be the plan. I'm not thrilled about it. Cam Smith's playing in right field for the Astros, meanwhile, tomorrow. I wish it was today, but hey, baby steps with just 15 days and tomorrow 14 days until Astros opening day. And the Rockets play the Suns tonight. Kevin Durant will be there for the Suns. And apparently the Suns need to get at least 3 first-round picks to potentially ship Kevin Durant this offseason. That's expected to happen. I think the Rockets got to put on their Sunday best. Bring back the ketchup and mustards. This crap H-Town, like, font with the same font as the ketchup and mustards. Like, I don't know what they're doing. Like, red and black, why?
Yes, if you're going to, well, not just the red and black normal ones, even the city edition ones, yes. The new ones that they have this year, the white ones that have blue writing and blue piping on them. They are to honor or to emulate or whatever it is, the 1994 and 1995 championship banners that hang in Toyota Center, which, listen, the jerseys themselves, they're fine, whatever. They're not, we've seen disasters when it comes to Rockets NBA or Rockets alternate jerseys, NBA alternate jerseys as a whole. If you're going to honor the championship teams, why not honor them with the actual jerseys they wore?
Exactly.
It seems like you're trying way too hard to tie it back in. They have the Summit floor. They have all the Summit logo, which I didn't know was, they'd had its own logo, honestly, until they've put it on a bunch of shirts and a bunch of jackets and stuff like that. And I saw last game against the Magic, there's some in arena entertainment thing where Paul Wall is giving a news report holding a microphone that has the Summit thing on it. Like, if you're going to lean into the nostalgia of the championship teams, do it with the jerseys everyone likes.
They're great jerseys. It's weird. You know, the Astros, they've got these new uniforms which were leaked, and those are the jerseys. Their new City Connect jerseys. They look good. I like them. But can we get the Tequila Sunrise jerseys back? You know?
Yeah, that is crazy that they really never wear those.
They don't. It's been years since they've worn them.
Which is interesting, because they do, like, lean into...
They have those jerseys that are kind of like Tequila Sunrise jerseys. The navy blue spring training, let's keep Yordan from going crazy jerseys, because he's a superstitious psycho. Right.
Fromber.
Did I say Fromber?
You said Yordan.
Oh, my bad. Fromber. Fromber, yeah. Valdez. Yeah, sorry. It's one of those things where, just go back to the old thing. Go back. It's good. You'll make money. Like, what are you doing? I guess people buy those H-Town jerseys.
Yeah, it might be a situation where they buy them. They buy the Tequila Sunrises, like Mitchell Ness throwbacks or whatever, from the team store. They buy those anyway. They're mm-hmm. already buying those, so it doesn't make sense to offer them, you know, to have an alternate so people buy the alternate. Mm-hmm. Also have the throwbacks so people buy the throwbacks. So I guess I get it, but it would be nice just
right.
One night a year or a series or every Friday for a month or something that they throw those on.
Yes. And Sean is wearing a very cool Astros throwback
hat
right now.
Inspired, or I guess it is the inspiration of the new jerseys.
Yeah, it looks cool. It's blue and gold, the old look from the 90s. They're doing a version of that with blue and orange. From the text line, y'all complain too much. Well, yeah, we're paid to do it. But Rockets and all Astros alternate jerseys are fire. Maybe they are. And again, to each their own. But who do you trust? Do you trust your favorite metrosexual on the radio right now? Paul Gallant? Yeah. Or do you trust yourself? You should trust me. Bring back the ketchup and mustards. They're better than the ones, those H-Town ones. It's like red and black. Why is that the color that they've gone to? I don't get it.
Yeah, yeah. They
like even the striped pajamas were better than a lot of the ones that they're rolling out these days. And again, I don't want to complain too much. I'm just saying they could do better.
Yeah, they could use a refresh with their jerseys.
100%. 100%. All right, let's keep it going. We've been going back down memory lane. And on memory lane, after Rick Riz got drilled in the midst of a spring training game, people have been making requests for us to play specific moments where broadcasters have been hurt.
Yes, interrupted.
Not killed, hurt. We're being very careful.
Yes, we haven't gotten any.
Well, some of these audios, I mean, when we play the Rick Riz getting hit by the ball,
they sound like it, but most of them continue.
What do we have available to play at this moment in time right now, Sean?
From I forgot what year it is, from the 2010s, we have Ian Rappaport, young Ian Rappaport, actually just maybe in his 30s, Ian Rappaport, doing one of those sideline stand up pregame videos where he talked to one of the coaches and they told him about XYZ, and he gets what I'm always worried about every time I see it. He gets hit in the face with a football. Let's hear from Ian Rappaport.
Well, I think they're going to try, and it's really important that they do. You know, all of a sudden there really have been questions about this defense, which is ranked 21st. Not having Benson is going to hurt. You know, I had an interesting talk with offensive coordinator Tom Clark. Did you guys just see that football?
I saw it.
Anyway, I had an interesting talk with offensive coordinator Tom Clements a couple weeks ago, and he stressed the importance of carries, as in carries leading to wins.
He did pretty well there.
Yeah, no.
He's a small fellow. Like, you get drilled in the head with a football, that could take you out.
He got smoked by it, too. It was straight to the face.
Oh, in the face.
Yeah.
To the face. Actually,
maybe chest, like where his tie knot is. That's kind of where it hit him. Yeah, but kept going. This is a man who recently got accosted at a Indianapolis Starbucks by Jordan Schultz, and he alerted NFL security after the fact. He alerted them.
What a softy.
But you know, 12 years ago, or at least that's when this YouTube video was posted, 12 years, it's a 5-0 Texans team playing a 2-3 Packers team, I assume on Thursday night.
Yep. Sounds about right.
On that night, he took it like a champ.
He did take it like a champ there.
Also, I'd like at the end, like the story is that the offensive coordinator for the Green Bay Packers is worried about rushing attempts that lead to wins, which is very...
That is bizarre.
That's a very 2010s, like, you know, if we just run the ball a lot, we'll win.
Right, yeah, yeah.
It's like, no, you're winning, and then you run the ball a lot to run the clock. You have Aaron Rodgers on your team.
Yeah.
You have prime Aaron Rodgers.
Sean Mace behind the glass. I'm Paul Gallant. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5, 92.5, most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Rather slow day, so we're all over the place. But if you want to get in, 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in, on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. Cooper Kupp cut by the Los Angeles Rams. Should the Texans get him? Huh? More exciting white wide receivers? Stay put.
The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. The Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
wearing a cowboy hat because he went to Zach Top last night. And he likes Zach Top because the man drinks beer for breakfast. Heck yeah. Definitely an 80s, 90s kind of throwback feel. Apparently he is blowing up, and this is one of the biggest venues he's ever played at. And I got to say, it was fun. He played Amarillo by morning, a little George Strait action. It was a good time last night. I'm really enjoying being on a rodeo committee this year. A little tired, a little gassed, voice definitely worse for the wear, but it's been good. So on the table for today's show, the Rockets play the Suns tonight. I hope that they look their best and that fans show up and that perhaps they cater for the Suns to perhaps lure a Kevin Durant or a Devin Booker in the offseason. A little El Tiempo margarita could go a long way, a pitcher or two. Also, the Texans say that they're going to be, or are, I guess, planning on moving Tytus Howard to left tackle, barring drafting somebody, signing somebody. I don't really like that as a plan. And Cam Smith's going to be in right field tomorrow for the Astros.
When it comes to the Texans and their plan at offensive line, do we think that this is just a, I guess, temporary, not a smoke screen, but just a little bit of a trade negotiation in public where...
Could be.
We're okay. Hey, listen, we're okay starting this guy at left tackle, all right? Also, if you want to trade a fourth-round pick for him, we'll also consider that.
It could 100% be that, Sean. Yes, that's something I thought of before. Is like, hey, are they perhaps negotiating with somebody, and this is a little bit of them using leverage? For sure could be that.
Because I would be – I mean, it is a surprising move to put the guy who you've basically primarily played either at right tackle or at guard to all of a sudden – to trade one of the best – left tackles in football to then put this guy at left tackle.
Right.
So I just don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if that's kind of the backup plan. If that's, hey, if a trade can't happen or won't happen, if we're not get our socks blown off by a trade, maybe that happens. But I just, there's just something weird about the day after the Tunsil trade being like, all right, Tytus Howard, left tackle.
I agree. I don't like it. I don't think it's a great plan.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's coping. Maybe I'm just like, this seems like a bad plan. I can't believe they're actually going
to
do this.
To quote the great Grand Moff Tarkin, this had better work, you know? Because C.J. Stroud, he is a Death Star, but...
Oh, whoa.
He is a Death Star.
Wow. So we have Cam Smith is an aircraft carrier.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the way to... That's... Is that a moon? No, that's no moon.
That's C.J. Stroud.
That's C.J. Stroud. Look how beat up the second one is. There's no way it worked. Oh, my God. It's fully operational.
But here's the thing. Like it's Death Star 2 in that it's he's not looking the same.
It's a little beat up.
And, you know, the supporting cast, like these stormtroopers that are protecting for C.J. Stroud, these TIE fighters, they're bad. This is, you know, this is like... volunteer forces in the Middle East.
Okay,
you
these
know?
Are conscripted.
Yeah, this is. We want some conscripted guys, not some ragamuffins who are operating with machinery and equipment from like 30, 40 years.
I was gonna say, here's one that you'll like. Japan towards the end of World War II, when it was like, hey, can you hold this?
Yeah, it's like, hey, we have a wooden boat.
Hold this. Make sure the army doesn't take Iwo Jima, right?
Right. Like, same with the Germans at the end, where they got like 12-year-olds that are like, with bazookas. Like, all right, you know what? Let's upgrade the.
Although, if you are that 12-year-old, that's pretty sick.
Oh, man.
That's pretty sick.
I mean, other than like your country being invaded and you might get killed by Russians.
Yes,
taken
and you're part
Americans.
Of the Hitler Youth, yes.
Yeah.
Like, other than all that.
You know, it's not going to age well, but you do get a bazooka. That would be pretty cool.
If you just tell any 12-year-old, like, hey, you know what? You can shoot a bazooka at the tank right now.
That's awesome.
They're not going to be like, oh, I don't know.
The Nazis, washed. What else is washed? It's time for Washed Watch Wednesday.
We all know something or someone that's washed.
He was a bum then, and he's a bum now.
From dating apps.
Swipe, 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 swipe.
To Skip Bayless.
It's my turn!
To Scott Boras. It's time to find out who's on Washed Watch on the Paul Gallant Show.
Who's washed? This one sucks. Tiger Woods. It's over. And again, we'll probably see him back out there, but... The idea of Tiger Woods ever being the same guy again after all of these back surgeries, knee surgeries, and now a ruptured Achilles. Ugh, sucks. Sucks, sucks, sucks. Like, we still got a month until the Masters. And, of course, you got the Open coming to Houston as well. And it's finally during the proper time of year, and it's going to be a memorial, and it should be pretty pleasant. Ugh, this just sucks.
Yeah, it's you know, we've kind of gone through this with Tiger a lot, you know, especially recently. I mean, remember the car crash from a couple years ago where they're like, it was super scary there for a second. He did get to win that one last Masters, I want to say 2019, which was a good kind of, you know, career capper, go out on top kind of thing. It's just that it's hard to actually go out on top in that way. It's hard to be Michael Strahan or whatever and retire on the Super Bowl podium where, you know, it's just natural, especially a guy like Tiger Woods. He's been awesome at golf his entire life. He's been the best golfer on the planet.
Yep.
To be like, I just won the Masters. But and my body's kind of breaking down. Maybe I should step away. It's like, no, he's going to keep trying to go for it. I don't know how he comes back from this, though. Like,
nor do I.
As a maybe he still does senior circuit kind of stuff where he drops in for a tournament, you know, a pro-am, that kind of thing. But does his TGL stuff. But as far as, like, playing in majors or the Masters.
Yeah, or at least being a contender. In the,
yeah. Exactly.
You know, I hope we'll see him again. I really hope, like, in the next 5 years that he gets another shot, or at least he's close. But he just, everything keeps breaking down. And, you know, you've seen him, and when he takes the hat off, you're just like, this is a guy who is...
Yeah, I mean, he's got to be 50, right?
Yeah, he's up there in age, you know? It's just tough to keep on doing this. And I wouldn't know with Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer and some of the other great golfers, how many injuries they suffered. It does feel like Tiger Woods has just been completely snake bit for a while, to a degree that other golfers, you can't really remember them having this much crap.
Yeah, just turned 49. Yeah, other golfer. I mean, Tiger's a little different, though. He was, you know, kind of like how Michael Jordan back in the 90s was the first guy to start lifting weights in the NBA and really train in the offseason to get stronger.
Yeah.
That's kind of what Tiger was. He was putting on a lot of muscle there for a second. And I think it's fair to ask, like, did that help, you know, this breakdown? Because, you know, he was a guy who trained with the Navy SEALs. Like, he was doing crazy stuff.
It's insane.
For a golfer. Never mind all the other crazy stuff that he was doing. But did the... but the training that he was undertaking, it was different than guys back in the day.
More in Washed Watch. Who's washed in the world of sports? Sorry, we got to say that about Tiger Woods. Are the Chiefs washed? They trade Joe Tooney. They restructured a bunch of contracts. More of their players are getting in trouble. See this? So Xavier Worthy's not going to be charged for this at the time. But on Friday, Xavier Worthy was booked for assault against a family or household member by impeding their breathing or circulation. Third-degree felony with a punishment of 2 to 10 years in prison. And a $10,000 fine. So, more investigations are underway. But this is definitely on brand for the Chiefs. Like, that element of the Chiefs is not washed. Like, bringing in characters that perhaps have poor judgment at best. I am wondering, going into next year, if this is the year they finally take a step back. With the way that they lost the Super Bowl, with Travis Kelce back, but, like, in a mentor role as a tight end.
Yeah. It's a little, what, 03 Patriots?
05.
05 Patriots.
Teddy Bruschi had the stroke right after they won the Super Bowl, and it was like from there on out, there was some writing on the wall that the three-peat was going
to
be real.
Yeah, because they're going to have to make a pivot at some point with this core. Because when you have a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes, just like when you had a quarterback like Brady, where, yes, you know, steal an Astros term, the window's always open, but the quarterbacks have a longevity that's way longer than everyone else on the team.
Yes.
And so Kelsey's already a guy who's older than Mahomes. He was there before him. For him to start slowing down for, I mean, we'll see that when we get there eventually with Reed, with Chris Jones and those defensive players, you're going to have to start paying some of those guys. Like,
right.
I think it's fair to put them on washed watch. I think I lose the Super Bowl the way that they did. You know, you could say on one, if you're a Chiefs fan, hey, they made the Super Bowl. They still
Right.
Kind of.
Oh, the Texans did a good
job. They still kind of, you know, walk their way down through the AFC like the way they do it every year, where, you know, there are close games, but in a close game, you're like, well, tie goes to them. And then you lose the way you lost. I think it's fair to just, hey, let's flag this
for sure.
What's going to happen?
Unwashed, washed, but not officially washed.
Yes.
Is James Bond washed as a franchise? I ask this because people are pissed that Amazon and Jeff Bezos bought the rights to James Bond for $1 billion. He said with a pinky in his mouth like he's Dr. Evil. So, I saw a great write-up about this by Jerry Thornton of Barstool Sports, who is old enough to know that Bond has had a lot of movies, and he's seen all of them. I've seen most of them. I haven't seen many of the Timothy Dalton ones. I really enjoyed the last Bond, which I know a lot of people didn't.
Oh, really?
I really enjoyed
it. I thought it was fine. I didn't love it.
It might be because Ana de Armas, when her brief cameo, stole the show. I was like, I will marry this person. She's not going to be interested, Paul. Don't care. I'm just betrothed to that character.
Hey, Ana de Armas, do you like Zach Top?
Yeah. Yeah, Ellen, want to go? You got us in. Now, we can't get seats, but like, wait till someone gets out of the seats to actually see it. But Amazon bought it for $1 billion, and they're wondering about the direction. From an Amazon perspective, the Rings of Power show blows. Awful. I tried very hard. I love Lord of the Rings. Tried. Couldn't get it done. The only really good Amazon show I can think of is this season of Reacher. Hasn't been great. The lady with the Boston accent, she's cute, but like I can't buy the Boston accent. That's so distracting. The Boys was great, but it seems to be taking, you know, not the best direction. I like this past season at least. And like outside of Fallout, Amazon does not do great with the independent content post Marvelous Miss Maisel. So I'm a little bit nervous, and I think that James Bond should be on washed watch if the people who created it have now given it away to somebody who is probably going to squeeze it for every drop he possibly can. Ryan Lost in Texas says Man in the High Castle's first season was pretty good. It had its moments, but then, yeah, that's the same thing. Like, there's a staying power with Amazon that they do not seem to have with their best shows. And now they're going to get Bond, and they're going to do all sorts of little mini spinoffs and stuff. I don't like it. But shout out to the Bond people who made $1 billion. They are going to be washing themselves in money. It's the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We have been playing audio of broadcasters suffering unfortunate injuries on the job. And people have been recommending this specific moment. We will play it on the other side with a little garbage time before we get out of here. Stay put.
Do you have the ESPN Houston app? Download it now in your app store.
This is the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Last chance to dance, Paul Gallant Show with Sean Mapes behind the glass on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. People have been requesting this all show long. You know what, though? There was no violence, so I don't know that this applies. It sounded like violence might happen, but there was no violence here. Two people that I've always gotten along with used to do a show here at ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 at nights called Late Hits. One was Patrick Creighton. Two was Jason Braddock, who made a little brief return to media and then just kind of went off the grid after a very spicy and I thought accurate Houston Texans take. I don't even remember what it was. I think it ended up even being right. I think it was about the off-season hype and about like...
Yeah, it was about like talking and they had to back it up now or something.
Yeah.
Hats off to Brad.
The take aged well. Anyway, people have wanted their infamous, very viral interaction that made some headwaves for us back in the day. So, guys, here you go. Here are two former ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 employees squabbing verbally.
You don't think you have a clue of where you're going to trade him, who might be in the market, where you might be able to get something, not just, hey, let me throw this against the wall, see what sticks.
Okay.
I mean, you make fun of other people for doing that.
Really?
And all right. You know what?
You're having a temper tantrum on air, man. Like, you're like on live air right now.
You don't have to pay attention. It's cool. We'll just do it like you're not here. So you can do whatever it is that you want to do.
And then just let me know. Start doing the show. Shut up crying and do the show. You're live on air.
And we'll come back. Oh, okay,
dude,
Jason, now
you're live on air. Shut up and do the show.
Really?
Yes, shut up and do the show. You're live on air and you're crying.
So
do the show.
You're not doing the show.
No, you're the one telling me to leave. If you want me to leave, I'll leave. But just quit crying. You could talk about this during the break. Do the show.
So,
do it.
All right, well, if I'm just going to do the show by myself, then, yeah, why are you here?
Deuce, do the show. Just quit crying about it. Talk sports and quit crying for two straight segments.
Was that supposed to be funny?
Yes, it's hilarious. Shut up crying and keeping this going on and just do the show.
I'm waiting for the punchline. It's supposed to be funny.
Oh, good God, you're a child, man. Quit being petty and do the show. The radio, the show sounds horrible right now.
You're right, it does. And it's something about being petty when you just checked out of a show for an entire segment.
Pause for a second. It sounds great. And it's all because, I guess, Braddock checked out of the segment and Creator got pissed at him.
Yeah, I think he was looking up something and just, like, was engrossed. Like, he just wasn't part of the segment for a while.
I've seen, you know what, the worst thing I've ever seen. And I'll admit, like, every now and then, my ADD gets the best of me. I'll be honest, like, the Bonnie Blue story I was reading yesterday may have gotten distracted looking at that after a little bit. No, not watching any of that. I wouldn't do that here. I wouldn't do that here. And I wouldn't do it either here. But I've been distracted. I saw one person clearly shopping for clothes, like, in the middle of a segment once. I was in the update studio room, and I was like, get out of here. It was, like, early internet days. Anyway, time for a little garbage time before we get out of here. But everyone wanted to play that, so there you go. I
love trash.
Garbage time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
A Houston resident named Jordan Joynell Jackson, who is already serving an 18-year sentence for sexual assault, yikes, also pled guilty to aiming a laser at a Houston Police Department helicopter flying over Hobby Airport. You know what is crazy? This guy shined a laser at a helicopter. And this helicopter, back in 2021, identified him, landed in the Third Ward, and they found him. And he had two lasers. He admitted to aiming at helicopters. He denied aiming at planes, but the plane said, yeah, he was aiming lasers at us.
Why?
This guy, all-time idiot. But here's what I learned in reading this article. Apparently, Houston airports, specifically Hobby, I guess, have more laser strikes with people shining laser pointers at planes than in any other part of the country. What are we doing, Houston? I mean, I know we got a lot of stuff to clean up, but can we stop being 5 years old with the laser pointers and shining them at an effing plane?
I do think this has to be learned behavior. This has to be a, you know, we talk a lot about the Laramie Tunsil trade. What was it about? It was about fixing the culture.
Yep.
I think we need to fix the culture around Hobby Airport. We got to get some guys that are like, hey, we don't shine lasers at planes, guys. That's not what we do here.
Those powerful lasers are fun. The powerful laser pointers. Poor Brock Osweiler in Mexico dealt with a lot of them in that Mexico City game between the Texans and Raiders. The best game he ever played, by the way, with the Texans.
That's why he was good.
He's lasers in his eyes.
Laser eye surgery.
Honestly, like, he's the person that might need to land planes, unlike these airlines that aren't doing so hot these days. But Let's tone down pointing lasers at planes, Houston, okay? That's all I ask. Otherwise, I'll say, Houston, we have a problem. And clearly we do. A laser pointing at planes problem. And on that note, guys, it's going to wrap up a very all over the place but fun edition of the Paul Gallant Show, the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. We appreciate all your contributions, whether it was by the text line, calling in on YouTube or on Twitch. For everyone else who listened and for Sean Mapes behind the glass, I am merely Paul Gallant. So long, farewell, and have yourselves a wonderful Wednesday. The Killer Bees are next. Peace!
ESPN 97.5.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.